Joe Smith time on a Monday morning. Margaret Fetty's here as well.
Good morning.
Joe, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good to hear. Good to hear. You dodged the thunder and lightning on the south side on Friday night. That was the good news. Now, it wasn't optimum football conditions. And the football, Joe, looked like two city teams battling it out, almost like a bowl game. Big stakes on the line.
Yeah.
Somebody, obviously, North trying to kickstart their season. South trying to keep their season rolling. It was a tight one in the end. The number two ranked Panthers come out victorious. Tell us what you saw there and on the rest of the scoreboard this weekend.
Well, this one last Friday not decided until a veteran senior cornerback came up with the play of the game. Hunter Worthen's INT inside 2 minutes, preserving a hard-fought South 14-7 win over North, who battled them all night long behind freshman quarterback Ben Friel. The Cougars held their own share of big defensive plays as we went back and forth in that fourth quarter. Caleb Brewer had 11 total tackles, 3 for loss. Lawton and Holden Jastrzemski, Todd Wooten, Henry Street, all making big plays for the Maroon and Gold in a game that the rivals shared equally. 6 turnovers on the night and 18 flags tossed for 170 total yards. The linebacker, Blake Newcomb, started the fourth quarter with a fumble recovery at his own 14, shutting out a touchdown drive by the Cougars, who, like three other opponents, couldn't score on the Panther defense in the second half. South will host Southport in our game Friday night. Both teams are unbeaten in Conference Indiana. North returns home to face Terre Haute North, and keep in mind, both of those games move to 7:30. By the way, South's JV and freshman beat North 33-6 and 15-0 on Saturday to complete the gridiron sweep. Unbeaten Owen Valley took the black and blue trophy from Edgewood 22-7. Mustangs, 4 turnovers on the night, and that one at the Patriot Field in Spencer. Edgewood will play Sullivan Friday night. Both clubs are 2-2. Sophomore linebacker Ian Coldren had a monster game, 22 total tackles in that loss, his career best. Elsewhere, Ken Heidinger's 11th-ranked Tennessee Cougars had another big week. They beat South last week, and then they won the Jasper Invitational. Paul Zube won the 3 singles crown in a doubles duo of Jory Schaup and Zach Wisen, along with Mick Thompson and Christian Gettelfinger, swept the doubles titles. Senior veteran Will Pekarski nailed down the number one singles crown for Joe Yonkman's Panthers. North will open its week tonight with a match against Center Grove, by the way. South will host the Conference Indiana Girls Golf Championships today out at the Bloomington Country Club. South wound up 12th at the Franklin Central Invite over the weekend, missing Cherise Otter, who competed for Team Indiana at the USGA Championships out in Missouri. She's back, though, today, and along with teammate Emma Fisher, and those two can become the first local golfers to earn all-Conference Indiana status for a fourth consecutive year. Cherise, of course, the defending medalist. Emma won it as a sophomore, and even Cherise won the Conference Indiana medal her freshman year, so they've had a stranglehold there for top score. North will be led today by senior Lauren Lewis. Columbus North will be looking for an 8th overall champion's crown. Next week, North, South, and Edgewood play at the Cage to open up the 2015 state tournament series with the sectional. Edgewood, by the way, opens its week with a match over at North Putnam today. Continuing red hot, Ian Rickerby's South Girls Soccer Panthers, 5 in a row, going into a seniors night match tonight at home with Franklin Central at 7:30. It'll be North and South, FYI, on Wednesday night of this week for the girls. The boys game is Thursday night at South at 7:30. 13th-ranked Panthers of Kevin Sparks are 8-0-1, and North starts its week, Galen Cassidy's crew 5-5. And 2, North and South will play for the Conference Indiana West Division title in volleyball Tuesday night at South, with seeding for the Conference Indiana tournament on the line. That's coming up October the 10th. North finished 3rd at the Harrison Invite, going 3-1 against the tough field this past weekend. The Cougs are 5-4. South starts its week 11-5. And the 24th-ranked North cross-country Cougs of Charlie Worthen finished 4th. The South Panthers 6th at the Brown County Eagle Classic over the weekend. Evan Franklin was second for the Panthers in 1554. Norris Isaac Bence was fourth overall. Justin Helmer's North Girls finished third. South was seventh. Grace Williams again led the Maroon and Gold. She was second in 1813. And Tudora Galuska was 22nd to pace Samantha Ginther's Panthers. Don't forget, in the zone tonight, Terry joins Glass at 6 and your phone calls. He'll be on until our start of Monday night doubleheader action on the gridiron kicks off with our own Tevin Coleman in that backfield for the Falcons, his rookie start. Atlanta will host the Eagles, followed by Minnesota and San Francisco, both games on the airwaves tonight, starting with pregame at 6:30.
Yep, we'll have a quick one, Joe, and the knives are out in Indianapolis after one game. The Colts didn't play very well yesterday against Buffalo, and Jay Glazer, Jason LaConfora, Bob Kraft, you just name them, everybody. Gregson hates Pagano. Pagano hates Gregson. Pagano's coaching for his job.
Yeah,
Ursay comes out and says, hey, look, there's no friction here. What would have been the storyline, Joe, if the Colts would have won yesterday?
Yeah,
would we have heard
know.
Any of that? I'm not sure. Terry and I will discuss all that tonight. Again, a quick one, 6 to 6:30. And don't forget, the other half of that program, we'll discuss Indiana's victory over FIU. The defense stood up and was counted, made huge plays when they needed to. Joe, much better than last week, and we thought that jump would be significant. Some players are back. T. Gray Scales comes back for Western Kentucky on Saturday. The Hoosiers, 3.5-point favorites over the Hilltoppers as they come to town. ESPN News, and we'll get the whole IU beat. Indiana men's soccer lost again to Penn State in the season opener. That's tough. Indiana won like 18 season openers in a row before getting up with the Nittany Lions. We'll get caught up on that, and a great come from behind draw for Amy Burberry and the women. We'll do that at 8:45.
Sounds good.
All right, it's time for Joe here on a Monday morning. There's Margaret Fetty.
Good morning.
And Smitteroo, how are you?
I forgot to tell Margaret good morning earlier this
morning. We were a little wobbly.
It was a little bit off kilter there.
Did you have your eyes glued to Miss Georgia winning walking down the runway as Miss America last night?
No,
I
don't have regular television.
You can watch it online.
But I would have had, I would have find it online.
She'll come back with a fashion report later
in
the week.
Yeah,
so
that's what
I'm actually
looking.
Working on something for someone who's going to be in the Miss American pageant.
Very
well,
nice.
Good.
And
so
that rules me and Joe out. So, But Smitty, the Hoosiers looked a little bit better on defense. Maybe not All-American status, but giving up less than 650 yards is a very good start. Making some big plays in the defensive backfield, a better start, and making plays in the offense's backfield from the defensive side of things. Some keys for the Hoosiers as they moved to 2-0 after their big win on the weekend.
Well, he tackled better, and certainly the defense took practice to the playing field Saturday night. Kevin Wilson's Football Hoosiers 2-0 for the first time in 3 years with another come-from-behind win as they beat Florida International 36-22. Defense held the Floridian boys to 8 second-half points. Defensive end Nick Mangieri helped account for 13 points in the second half, recovering that fumble, setting up a Nate Sudfeld TD pass to Mitchell Page, and then a strip and a fumble recovery by linebacker Marcus Oliver, and then freshman Jameel Cook's 96-yard pick for 6. That closed out things Saturday night. Coach Kevin happy with now the +4 in the gives and takes department. Headed into the Western Kentucky game, play with the Hilltoppers Saturday. They're 2-0 as well, 4 o'clock, ESPN News. Ralph Green III and Darius Latham left their marks. They return to the lineup defensively. Indiana had 10 pass breakups, too, 4 from Rashard Fant, who also returned following concussion symptoms that he suffered in the opener. So the Hoosiers, with the arrows pointing upward, getting ready for Western Kentucky Saturday afternoon. Well, Penn State continued its stranglehold of IU, knocking off the 10th-ranked Soccer Hoosiers of Todd Yeagley in Sunday's Big Ten opener. Nittany Lions' lone goal came in the 70th minute. Indiana loses this one 1-0. IU plays a Wednesday night match at Butler. The Bulldogs are off to a 3-0-1 start. Meanwhile, senior Jesse Bajovas' goal in the 84th minute knotted things last night on the Yeagley pitch at Armstrong and won against Ball State for Amy Burberry's women. The teams then settled for that 1-1 draw Sunday night after a couple of overtime sessions. senior Sarah Stone, who joined us on Sports Talk at Yogi's last week, tied her season best of seven total saves last night. Indiana's women will open the Big Ten this Friday against Illinois. Well, congrats on a Monday out to Sherry Dunbar Cruzan's volleyball Hoosiers. They went 3-0 to capture the Hoosier Invitational, putting away Northern Arizona in five sets for the crown Saturday night at UGym. Indiana now 4 in a row. They're 7-2 overall. Junior center Megan Tallman finished with a career-high 60 assists, and that is the fifth time this year that Indiana has forced opponents to five sets. They're 4-1 in those matches, so that was good stuff there. And it was also the nice straight season, which they have now won one or more pre-conference tournaments. This is their lone tournament. They usually play two, but due to Big Ten scheduling, only one this year. Clint Wallman's Hoosier women golfers looking for a top 10 finish as they close out the Cougar Classic down in Charleston, South Carolina. They're T7 right now going into the final round. Freshman Aaron Harper is even par 72, T15 on the board, leading Indiana. Meanwhile, Mike Mayer's men, they wound up 13th at the Northern Intercollegiates over the weekend in Sugar Grove, Illinois. Team medalist was Andrew Havel. He was T29 for IU. Amanda Janney's field hockey Hoosiers, they lost 3-1. The home opener over the weekend to Miami of Ohio, senior captain Nicole Volkroff. The lone goal in the 56th minute. Indiana's now 3-3 and home to Ball State on Friday. A couple of other notes before we leave you. It was a three-peat for Greg Poor, capturing Sunday the city men's tennis 50 and singles championship, 50 and over men's singles crown out at Winslow. Andrew Preedmore and Matt Corey won the men's double, and earlier Preedmore defended his singles title, beating Brent Miller in a three-set final. And Spider Miller's Team USA, they came up a bit short in the Walker Cup, losing to GB&I at Royal Lytham St. Anne's over the weekend. They went in and trailed 7-5 going in after day one, and GB&I won the morning foursomes 3-1 and clinched it Sunday with six matches still out on the course. Bo Hostler led Spider's crew. He got the most points for Team USA, winning three of his four singles. Don't forget, In the Zone, T joins Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6. Monday night, Twinville in the offing. NFL closes out week one, Philadelphia in Atlanta, and Minnesota at San Francisco. Pregame 6:30 tonight.
All right, Joe, good stuff as always. The Western Kentucky Hilltoppers come to town. Indiana looking to move 3-0. Western Kentucky, Joe, they lead the nation in turnover margin in the wrong direction. They are -8. So if Indiana's defense, as you mentioned, yeah. Mangieri, big influence in the backfield. The defensive backfield doing their job. Marcus Oliver is always around the football. Again, if that's a team that wants to give it to you, Hoosiers will gladly take it. So we'll take a look at that as part of our game preview coming up on Wednesday. We got a short show tonight. Colts, Joe, didn't look very good yesterday. I think Buffalo's defense deserves a little bit more credit.
They do.
But the Colts, the good news about Indianapolis, everybody, all 53 men on that roster, you can point a finger at and blame. And even the media folks are blaming the higher-ups, including the general manager and the head coach. So it's big trouble in Little Indy today. So we'll discuss that tonight. Take your phone calls as rumors on the national side now is Chuck Pagano is coaching for his job after just 1 week.
One game. Remember, the Colts were 0-2 last year, and where'd they wind up?
You'll never make it on the internet like that, Joe. That's common sense and reasoning. That does not work. We need tire fires, hot takes, burning dumpsters. Come on. What are you from? A dinosaur? You want to be factual and make sense?
Sorry.
Gee whiz. Maybe we'll have you on next Monday. I don't know. You're in the Hall of Fame for a reason, pal. That's why we have you on the airwaves.
Now they need to fill space.
They need to. The NFL is the most profitable soap opera running, and this is part of the storyline that goes along with it. Good job as always, my friend. We'll see you Tuesday night with Sherry and Fred Glass live from Yogi's, a corner 10th in Indiana, 6 to 7. Join us down there, and we'll hear you tomorrow morning.
All right, and you too. Have a great day.
You too.
And week.
All
see
right.
you, Margaret.
See ya.
Joe Smith, 7:45 and 8:45 on Mondays.